I'm sorry. I'm a busy person.
No, you're okay, Joe. No problem.
Well, that was my daughter who, her uncle died and she was tied up all week with the funeral and it's her birthday. And I tried to call her up last week for her address because she moved to a new place and I don't have her address to send her a birthday present and her birthday is on the 30th. So,
okay.
So I said, so you ain't got a present for me. I said, I'll go and enjoy that $100 at McDonald's or something. Anyway, okay.
How old is she currently?
So you told me, 57.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got old kids because I'm old.
Yeah. You don't sound old enough to have a 15-7-year-old kid, but
my other one is 56 and she's already retired.
Okay. She's
56.
Your kids were more like my age, so I was thinking that.
My wife is your age. No, you're probably not even as old as my wife. My wife is 65. I'm 79.
Okay, I'm 32, so I'm not that old.
Well, you're young. You're young. Okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to know. So, all right. So after I get approved, then I'll pay the $695, and then I'll start getting. Will I get leads or do I? Okay, never mind. I'll do it one time, and if it doesn't work, then I'll just cancel it. That's all.
Okay. All right. So Joe, let's. I just need to get some basics about the company. So is it Joseph or is it just Joe? Is your full name?
Joseph J. Pavlico.
Okay, Joseph J. Pavlico. Okay, hold on.
Right.
Spell that for me.
And you can put Joe. Okay, Pavlico is spelled P. Pavlico is spelled P as in Paul, A, V like in Victor, L-I-C-O, Pavlico.
Oh, Pavlico. I like that. So what's the best email for you?
jpavlico@yahoo.com.
jpavlico, okay. Hold on one second. Okay. And then, and this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
No. Best phone, there's... Okay, put this phone, you gotta put the both phone numbers down because this covers the whole state. 910 is where our office is located. 704 is where I live.
Oh, okay.
704-609-7341.
Okay, 704-609?
Yes, 7341.
7341, okay. Okay.
All right, and the phone I'm talking to, the 910 number is just a flip phone. I cannot receive emails and text through this phone. The 704 number is the one where I get all my emails and texts.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Now, the problem, the reason why I have the two phones, the 910 number is the part of the state where the office, where Superior's office is located. So that's the number I put up front because if people from that area, if I'm dealing with people from that area, I use the 910 number. If I'm dealing with people in other areas, I'll use the 704 number.
Okay.
Because that's
okay.
704 is the Charlotte area. I'm not getting leads out of the Charlotte area. But I'm not ready for Charlotte yet. Okay.
Okay.
I want my leads to be in the Southern Pines, Pinehurst area.
Okay. So the best address for you, is it going to be the 162 McDonald Church Road?
No, cancel that. That doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, what's your address?
15725.
15725, okay.
Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Avenue, A-V-E-N-U-E.
Uh-huh.
Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
North Carolina, N-C. Now the address for, yes,
okay.
28107.
Okay, and I'm sorry, for some reason it cut out, so it's 157, right?
15725.
Bethel.
Bethel Avenue Extension. Now, Bethel Avenue Extension, EXT.
Okay.
On the end of it. You have to get the extension. There's a Bethel Avenue, and there's a Bethel Avenue Extension.
Okay, got that. Okay, perfect. So Then, so for billing, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a debit card.
Yes, right. But is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This one's a Visa, but I'm going to have to change it because I'm going to have a separate account for this, but I don't have my card. Here, I have the card, but I don't have, I haven't deposited money into that account for this yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to change the, account. I have four accounts.
Okay.
Four debit accounts. It's some I use for the business and some I use it personal. So right now, today, I'm going to give you the my personal account number. That when we do the 695, I'll probably use the other account.
Okay, that's totally fine. Yeah. So once the application, just let them know that tomorrow in the client interview too, as well. You're
right.
Going to be speaking with Patricia about that. So
let me mention something to you. I already forgot it, so she could tell me her name.
Okay.
because I told you how old I am. The only reason why I'm sane, is because I forget everything as soon as I'm told it. So,
it's all good. No worries, Joe. Okay. So what's your card number?
Let me go get it.
Sure.
Hold on a second. Just a second. Here it is. Let me get my glasses so I can see. If I can find my glasses. Second, let me. Okay, hold on a second.
Sure.
I can find the glasses. I lose these glasses every day, once at least. I don't know where I put them.
No problem. Take your time.
I know I've had my glasses before. Let me, I got another pair here.
No problem, take your time.
Okay, it's a Visa.
Okay.
Put a light on here so I can see it. 4744.
Mm-hmm.
7301.
Mm-hmm.
2365.
Okay.
2799.
Okay. And then the expiration?
1123.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back.
I wonder why people need the three-digit code, because I take credit cards from people all the time. It's 444, by the way. Or, no, excuse me, 455. 455. I take credit cards all the time in my business, and my credit card company never needs the code. I've never put the code down. Never had to.
I think it's just for verification purposes. I don't know.
I never take it from a customer, and I deal in thousands of dollars. I don't need verification from a customer. I mean, my credit card company doesn't need verification, and my rate is real low. I only pay 2.6 for fee
to run cards.
Yeah. You know, so
yeah.
I've been doing this for years and years and years, and like I said, I wonder if you didn't take the code. When you call it into your credit card company, do you have to give them the code? Because I don't. I've never taken the code from a customer, and I don't have to give a code.
No, I never have either. I don't know. I'm not sure. I could ask them, though. Maybe I'll let
them.
You know next
ask
time.
Them why you have to. Ask them why you have to take it, because it seems, you know, why have to take more numbers than you need?
Right.
I don't have to give, and I don't even have to give verification of address. I don't even have to give the name of the people that I'm putting a credit card in for.
Yeah.
I just key the credit card into my credit card company, give them the expiration date, tell the amount I want, boom, 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 and it's done.
I mean, but that's over the phone?
Yeah, and it takes 10 seconds, they approve it. You know, I mean, I've never had one. I've had a couple not get approved because they were in a different state. In other words, they're from Florida and they're in North Carolina spending $2,100 and the credit card stops it because they're trying to protect the customer. I have a lot of that because I deal with old people in my other business and the customers get all upset. I said, don't worry about it. I tell most of my customers, look, if they turn it down, they're going to approve it. They're just trying to protect you so you don't, you know, you're spending $2,000 with an out-of-state company. They want to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Right. Well, that might be why, too, because we're out-of-state. So that could be a reason.
No, the verification code, they never ask for that. That's not the point. The point is that the credit card, my company doesn't stop the credit card. The bank that the card is with puts a hold, like, until they say is have the customer call the bank. Customer calls the bank, 5 minutes later it's approved, it's done. Customer just says, yep, I'm buying that thing for $2,000.
Oh, okay.
I've never had one get turned down, but there'd be a hold on it until the customer verified that it was actually them, that wasn't a stolen card. And that's good. That's the greatest thing in the world. I tell my customers, I said, you know, if that happens, you don't get mad at your credit card company. That's the best thing they could do for you, protect you.
Yeah.
And I mean
okay.
it.
Okay.
I mean
Well, so, Joe, you get text messages, though, on the 704 number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just receive a text message? It says, Joseph J., thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I don't know what, just a second. I don't know what I do with that phone.
Okay. It's just your invoice.
Wait a minute. Let me, hold on. I'll tell you in a second. I sure have. Unless the text message is, where's that phone? There it is. Okay, that's in another room. I'm having trouble with this phone, though. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
perfect.
What else do I need?
Do me a favor, Joe, go ahead and open up that link, okay? It's the My Local Splash, and it's going to take you to the written invoice. This will have what we discussed in writing as well as your receipt, which will be emailed to you. You can take a look at this. The only part that you would actually need to look at, though, for your program would be the LSA, but do me a favor.
Wait a minute. Oh, you're going too fast for me.
Sure.
So you want me to open this?
Open the link, yes. It should take you
Wait a minute. How do I... Wait a minute. I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
How do I open the link?
You just press on it. You should be able
press
to press on,
this,
on it.
Where it says support at Local Splash?
No, it says mylocalsplash.com/terms/your phone number.
Okay. All right. See, I would have done the wrong thing. Okay.
No problem.
So I did that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a computer person.
No.
I go on the computer 10 minutes once a week. Okay?
I'll go slow. Don't worry. So it should have taken you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Direct submissions, landing page, Google Ads, Google Workplace, LSA, Advanced Reporting, Live Client Support, SMS.
Yes.
Okay, what's all that?
So the only one that you need to focus on is the LSA. That's Local Service Ads, which is also called Google Guaranteed. So do me a favor and scroll to the bottom of that after you've taken a look at it. When you're done, press the little white box and then type your name in the orange box and press confirm signature. Let me know when you're done with that.
Just a second.
Sure.
This probably insurance service. Well, the billing needs to be provided. Depending on the area, state license proof will also be required. I don't need a state license in North Carolina. Do you have any cases where a customer you service submits a claim? Nah, never had one. The lifetime claim coverage. Yeah, never had a claim. Okay. All right, so what do I do then?
On
a cancellation, budgets may be subject to reallocation. Okay, that's all it has there on that.
Right, so just do me a favor and press the little white box at the bottom where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card.
Just a second, I gotta go all the way to the bottom.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
I certify I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is complete and accurate. Okay. So I did that.
Press
now,
that
signature.
Box.
Just...
Yes.
Okay. To agree, please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below and click confirm square. Click here and type your name as seen above. Okay. Okay, confirm signature. Okay. I'm pressing confirm signature. I'm not getting any place.
It's not taking you.
Are you there?
Yeah. Ed, did you type out your name, how it's spelled above there? It's Joseph. Did you put in Joseph J?
Joseph
Pavlico?
J. Pavlico. Now it's bringing up a local, and it's saying username, password.
Okay.
What's that going to be for?
So that's going to be for a reporting dashboard. It doesn't currently, right as of this moment, come with that particular program, but you will get a sheet, I can't think of the name right at this moment, a sheet that they'll basically send you that will let you know if the leads are qualified or unqualified. So Patricia will go through all of that with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, so I'm really stuck out of this until I can get this password then.
Yeah, well, so that's just for a different program. They're trying to do this for the local service ads for the Google Guarantee.
Okay, how do I get out of this page then?
Okay, just exit it. It's fine.
Exit. Okay, how do I exit? I don't know how to exit off this page. I could press that, and that takes the whole page away. Okay, the page is gone.
Okay. And then you are good to go until tomorrow. So I'm going to email you and text you the application. Okay. You can start taking a look at it and look it over. I will email it to you though as well to the, jpavlico@gmail.com, right?
Oh, no. jpavlico@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Okay. Well, it's a good thing I verified that with you. Okay.
I would have never told you Gmail.
Sorry, I'm so used to Gmails. I just did that. So I did just text it to you. I'm also going to go ahead and email it to you, though, as well. Okay?
Okay.
It sounds like it just came through, though.
Yep, it did.
Okay, perfect. So let me go.
Okay, I'm going to put this phone down until tomorrow because I'm not going to do anything on this phone. I got too much work to do. I don't have the brain capacity to play this. I got a cat sitting on my lap, and I got 24 other cats waiting for my attention.
Oh.
And I'm going to take...
I love
I'm
cats.
Home from work. Yes.
No problem, Joe. Just tomorrow when they call you, they'll be calling you from an 877 number. So just make sure you answer it. It'll be from 877-655.
I will. I'll answer it.
Okay. Okay, all right, no problem, Joe. I really appreciate your time, and I know you're really going to love this program. So I look forward to seeing your continued success, okay?
Did you say that's 12 to 1 or 1 to 2?
I have you in. Let me double-check real quick. So I have you in from 1 to 2.
1 to 2, okay. All right, I'm supposed to go to the bank and sign papers tomorrow, but they haven't told me what time. If you know, I'll handle that at the time. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no
Bye.
Problem. Bye. Bye, Joe.